Night. Oh, baby, do you want to dance? Yeah, he cracks nearly as good as me.
Watch out, he'll be having you down at the pond of ropes. Stuart will be having you as his starter. Where's your dad gone? Where's your dad gone? Hey?
Oh, Gail.
She's acting stupid, isn't she?
Have we got him to listen to Coronation Street?
Oh, you trying to shove your mother out again, eh? But every time you walk in, she walks out.
Well, we can all go and listen to Coronation Street. Because you haven't seen it, have you, Alison? You didn't see that Joseph Locke, did you? happening, it's all over.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're not paying to go over and pay for that machine.
You haven't got to pay for the machine.
Well, if they're doing something by hand soon, they haven't got that advert to pay for that machine.
Yeah, but the machine could do what 100 people could do in a day, can't it? The machine doesn't get tired like people do.
Yeah, but I mean...
The machine only goes off bad if somebody hasn't been maintaining it. And all you've got to do is with the machine is put petrol or diesel or whatever it is to make it go in and check
and
all the
chemicals.
I know your chemicals, but that offsets. The labour is the thing that costs the fortune.
Well,
it's
been more pleasant.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you do it all before
the
books
are done? Well, they do, and flags and all that. And they've got it in. But it wants it at different times, doesn't it? So they can't give it fertiliser.
Well, I still think that, well, say you have a big massive field and say it'll take 100 people. So it's going to be bigger it is, the more economical it is. But if you only have a small place, it's more economical to have labour than it would to buy. Pay about thousands of pounds for machines.
No, you don't buy it, you come down and do it for you, don't they?
Well, I don't pay.
You hire it for a day, or whatever it is. It costs, just say for instance, £200 for the tractor and the sprayer, and the chemicals on top. That's done your own field, big field. Now, that £200, you only pay one man for a week. Do the same thing. And he's got to do it a few times. So then the cost becomes. And you, like, let's be fair, we've had summers where it's the weeds haven't grown, but you get a wet summer and a wet or warm, then the wet and the weeds go up like that. So that, and then it doesn't stop the other.
Well, they might come to bark on it.
But that's the cost.
What did you say it's doing? Getting all the chimneys and everything?
But it's still cost, isn't it?
What I'd like to do is just try to bring your own wood chippings and everything.
But then if you put a lot of bark on it, and with vegetables, that they want fertilizers.
Well,
they wouldn't grow.
Doesn't
grow.
No.
It does rot down, but it doesn't cost anything. Just give the fertilizer. So we've gone from new.
I'm not putting the green part today because I'm putting that in the
But your mate just give you that?
Yeah, for 1 week. God!
Oh, but he's got to go and ask when the other party gets in. If they want it back, they've got to have what's name. You can't just say, well, it's the power, don't take all that tax off. It's got to go through Parliament. So you're going to have it for a few weeks before they take it back off again.
What is the planting he wants to? We have the grass cutting down at Milton.
Grass cutting.
What the planting? And is that starting every fortnight then, or every week when how it's doable?
Same with all of them, not a lot. Somebody just gives me £2 for 1 week and they expect the best of me.
Well, the Liberals say you shouldn't have it, they should do it to industry and get the economy going.
Well, every vote's got a count and it comes to a count out. It's who gets in.
Well, I think I'll do it.
Yeah, he's going to have Doddy as Foreign Affairs.
I think they're the best ones to do.
And who's going to have running into the big coffee? Robert Maxwell is going to have running into the big coffee.
Nah, on the back.
Just the back, no, just the back.
So, you don't understand?
Well, let's have some facts on what time's tea and I can sort my mum out.
Oh, I'm gonna have tea, thanks.
Well, all right then, it'll be on the table for 5, if you just say.
Oh, well, we'll just go and put the set on now. Ricky, you're gonna have to leave the man outside. Come on, let's go and put everything up, lock everything up. And come in now.
Will you leave anyone?
I don't tell anybody who I vote for.
Well, that's not the thing, you've got to look at who's gonna do you any good. It's no use, 'cause your mother said, I'm a what's it?
Well, let me tell about this, Dad.
You don't know what I am.
I couldn't care less, what are you
Well,
gonna
do you
say?
know you're president of the Gambia for the next 27 years?
In where?
The Gambia.
Oh, I, yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know what, if they don't vote, if you don't vote for what your dad votes, you just get a cut down on your future, you know?
I know, that's why you lost me.
Yeah, but if you have a secret vote, how do they know what you're voting for? They don't know.
I suppose it would be more
I know you am.
If you were arguing for it, you should get a cut down on salary.
Well, that's generations, isn't it? But how many youngsters take any notice of what the mum and dad says?
Well, we're gonna try not to, 'cause we're gonna have some elections in the year.
Who are we gonna put in the Senate then? He's offered to stand down if he can get a younger person that will run him.
Well, Sammy is pure, you know?
But that, I mean, he's offered to stand down, it's getting a bit of a nuisance to him, stuck there for 27 years.
Well, he just went literally. It's not a nuisance, he's going off for his weekend break in the country, they know me story.
In where? Senegal?
No, in the country, but for his weekend out there, I've got chickens.
Well, my mum's back again now.
When he goes to his headquarters.
And so, the far end is Senegal,
I'll get you sorted out, mum.
Just past
Between 700 metres.
Yeah, by the airport, yeah.
Airport.
And he has them cows and all that there, them that was given to him, whatever it is, see his plate, so. Yeah.
Well, I'll get you through, then I can sort the tea out.
Mum's through now.
Yeah, and then Herbert and Alison will be along.
Where did we go on the Sunday we passed there? And we, all them motorbikes was up at the edge.
Yeah.
That's where it is, that.
Yeah, but we was they all come past us, like, as we when we got up to where they were parked.
He wouldn't play my
Same way as that tea.
Oh, that's where the tea is.
They'll all be already there, 'cause the fish and everything's
Yeah, on
all.
Sunday. That's what we thought, Sunday.
Yeah, but I thought, if the what's name there, is the church there, they've got a special church on the ground. 'Cause they was waiting to take it back, weren't they?
Yeah, well, he said that he goes there for help. He can row the boat if he wants to.
But he's a bloody ruin, sorry.
He knows everything about his farm, Charlie, don't you?
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Don't you know it, huh? Come on, bet him better than us.
You what, love?
Bet him better than us.
Oh, yeah, I'm better than you.
Come on, mate, don't be lopsided with your old lady loyalty.
This will be off on Wednesday. And leave me on the boat and do my exercises and couple of weeks I'll be
So,
fighting
you know
fit.
what's there now, mate, you know where we're up to, all that. You know what to vote for. Well, I told you, what, you're gonna give me the money?
Well, all right then, so if John Major gets elected, then I'll still get him £2 every week.
Yeah. No, because you're paying extra, 35p.
All right then, so I'm gonna have him £1.65, please.
Yeah, providing you don't put any petrol in your vehicle. And you don't do any drinking. Right, so you got that.
That'll suit me, that, I won't put no petrol in the vehicle then, and I won't do no drinking.
But
I'll leave the other smokers in the vehicle.
Stewart's going to be £1.35 a tackle. And even more when he gets his car back on the road. rides along. Isn't it?
I've no idea I'm riding the door, but
it's
I'm not.
Called an amulet. Yeah. And it'll run for an hour without pedalling. If you pedal, you can get as much as 3 hours. A penny, it costs a penny to recharge it. Recharge it in an hour. So, if you go... No, if you go from here to work, isn't it? I plug it in the box there, put a lead off it, and plug it in. And then, it doesn't come. And give him a penny, say here's a penny, and then he's ready to come back home again, isn't he? You want me to do it, give your mum a penny.
Give him a penny.
That's what it is. You can't go back to.
Well, say I made to live in Gambia, I'd be able to pay for myself.
No. You've got to be a resident of there.
If I lived there, I mean, you bought an house.
Oh, no, not necessary. It passes the foreigner. There's an Englishman.
So all these Pakistanis and stuff are coming there at the cartel?
They're ready once. No, if they're all safe, but they come to live here, don't they?
Well, that's what I mean. If I lived there in Gambia and I bought a house, then I'd have to live there.
I mean, you've got a British passport. You're not a resident of Gambia. You're a British.
I've seen them, you don't know. And you can vote loads of times there. You're not on a register.
They put a stamp on you.
Stamp on what?
On your hand.
They must be able to wash off.
Oh, I
have. And you don't have to be 21 either.
You don't have to be here, it's only 18 here.
No, but you're supposed to be 21, aren't you? You've got to be 21 to go there, but if you're 18 and you go in, somebody else says you're 21, you can go.
Why the Pakistanis can vote in this country, they've got a British passport.
No, but I mean, there are people that come into the country, aren't there, and just come in here.
Yeah, the Pakistanis. They've got British passports. This is what all the troubles are about. They've all got British passports. When the Empire, we allowed them to have British passports, didn't we? They can get because they are British. Well, it was in the Empire, it's in the Commonwealth, isn't it? Millions and all that. And this is why we're trying to stop them coming in. There's 10,000 a week coming in. They're coming in from everywhere, and this is what they're going to call, what's name now, that when it's opened in 1992, the communist bloc will be able to come through Germany this way in, straight into this country, and be doing all our, they will be going to come and do all the jobs that we don't want, like in catering and things like that. All the rough jobs to get in here, then they bring the families, and then they're going to fill the country up, aren't they? It's only a little tiny country. The Conservatives are trying to stop it, they try to get it through, the bill through, but there isn't enough time in this parliament.
And Labour won't
stop? No, Labour won't allow them in. But, what you've got to think of, Conservatives are the ones that started it in the first place. So they've got to try and kill it off now, but the Labour won't. But they didn't start it. So it's very complicated how it happens. You've got to think you've got all through everything. I didn't know you what else.
I think what I'll do is, when we have things through, I'll just look at these and I can say something. I'm totally confused about what they're going to do.
Well, you've got to weigh up that. You've got to read the manifesto when it comes out. Friday night is, if you're interested, is watch it for the first quarter of an hour of the news every night. And you will pick up so much then to what's going on.
You're not going to tell lies.
I know, but...
You're not going to tell me. If you vote, if you vote for me, I'm going to cut your wages. And if he's not going to tell me if you vote for me, I'm going to cut your wages.
Neil Kinnock will tell you what the Conservatives are going to do.
Yeah.
So... John Major will tell you what they're going to do. And Paddy Ashdown will tell you what the other two are going to do.
Tell you what they're going to do, because you tell me what the other ones are going to do.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean that they're
going to
do it, does it?
Oh, no.
It just means that they're not
going to
do it.
Yeah. And they're all going to tell lies. It's going to be the dirtiest election that there's ever been, this. There can't be a dirty one than this, because you've started already.
So no one's going to tell lies?
And they're going to tell lies, and it's going to be a dirty lies.
So it's not going to be the same to the first quote now as the news then? You're not going to pick up
it's anything. Going to be the dirty selection. They're going to throw mud at everybody. Everybody's going to be what's named and this, that and the other. Glennis will be what's named, running up and down the wall. The Abaco is here, don't they, Glennis? And Neil, let's be fair. Complaining and all that, and then this one, Roger, and said that. That we've got.
I'll get the other one for Lizzie.
Which one have you? Go on, I haven't seen that one. He's like a doctor.
Thank you.
your mum a packet of fags, what did you do with them? Yes, but I had him in the hand luggage, your mum, your nan's stuff in the case.
See?
How he's only got three packets.
What he did was, he brought him out every morning, then I collared him, stuck the towel over his shoulder and said, just put us them over there.
Yeah. Yeah, but was he bringing him out for other people as well?
Yeah.
He wouldn't let him have him out when we were there. He couldn't fetch him from the pool. But he wasn't carrying...
On the right hand side, you come out onto the patio, you can get them from down the garden there.
Now where we was before?
By the pelican.
The actual
yeah.
And carrying them all the way
to,
to the beach.
To the chill, yeah.
Did you
was another thing. You said about buying Jimmy a drink. What time was it you were buying Jimmy drinks? Well, he shouldn't have been having drinks. Well, perhaps that's why